welcome to the Thinking Diva podcast, episode 2, Creating an Evidence Journal. Eckhart Tolle says we should live in the now. In 2013, I think we should live in awareness. With the busyness that life brings, we're often operating in autopilot. Before you know it, time has passed us by and we're often stressed out. When we're stressed out, we have a hard time realizing that things might be happening in a good way in our life. Sometimes we're so busy we don't even see the good things as they pass us by. By living in awareness, you're allowing yourself to see the good things as they're happening, to experience them. I'll admit I struggle quite a bit with being focused, possibly ADD issues. For the most part, one thing I have learned about myself is that I am more aware and more in the now when I have a better diet and I exercise. So I would definitely say, if that's on your list of New Year's resolutions, definitely get started as soon as you can. It'll make a big difference in your awareness. Experience and awareness happens when we're focused, when we're paying attention, when we're really looking at singular things that are happening within our life that are making us feel good. And you have to be able to actually feel something in order to feel good and to be aware that you're feeling good. So that's a big part of being focused while you're experiencing the awareness of discovery while things are actually happening that are good in your life. One of the things that helps me with my awareness is at the end of the day, sitting down and getting quiet, turning the TV off and the radio and the cell phone and the computer, and just reflecting on my day and trying to figure out what happened that was out of the ordinary. What one thing happened that might have brought a smile to my face? What one thing happened that I really felt in that moment was pretty cool? And that's when you know you've had an awareness of something good. So what I've done is start an evidence journal. It helps remind me each day of things that are actually happening good in my life. So I invite you to start one for yourself. So basically each day at the end of the day, you get quiet, you sit down in that chair, and you think about your day, and you come up with a few little things that happened that might show you there's something bigger in your life working. It's similar to gratitude, except for it's an actual event that happened, actually something that you specifically remember happening. It can be as simple as seeing a butterfly and remembering someone. A friend of mine passed away several years ago, but I remember her talking about her mom and her dad who had both passed away. She used to tell me when she'd see butterflies flying around that they reminded her of her parents. For whatever reason, she was connected to that, and to her, it brought awareness of love. In her own mind, it was evidence that they were still with her, and that meant so much. To this day, every time I see a butterfly, I think of her and her parents. The best thing about an evidence journal is that you can physically see things happening in your life over time when you're writing these things down if you go back and look at them, especially if you're changing things in your life, if you're being more positive, if you're giving back more, if you're doing more. You'll start to see these things pop up a lot more often if you're in that zone and you're trying and practicing awareness. So an evidence journal is definitely something that over time can actually show you where things are showing up in your life, whether good or bad, based on how you're acting or reacting to things. Even in the negative, it can teach you perhaps to be a little more positive, because the more negative you are, the more negative things can happen in your life, and vice versa. I assume that if you're here listening to this podcast or reading any of my Thinking Diva blog posts, it's because you really want to make some changes in your life to live a better life, to live a happier life, and to pass that on to other people around you, especially those that you care about. So I hope that you'll take this opportunity to start your own evidence journal and to be aware of what is happening in your life day to day. My hope is that over time, that evidence journal will show you the things that you might need to change in your life to be a happier person overall. I hope that these podcasts are bringing some value to your life. The next episode will be about being grateful and what that can bring. I hope that you'll join me. Feel free to check out thinkingdiva.com and also the Thinking Diva Facebook page. And as always, I'm sending love, and I hope that you'll pass it on.